Hey, dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Listen, this is a new voice for many of you, and I want to say, first of all, thank you for so many of you who have listened this last week, and you have emailed me, and you've made it known, and I am just grateful for that. Grateful for Steve Quayle and the opportunity for Monday night here, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, we're going to be on Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Steve has also given us 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening on the SurviveThrive.net, also network, his network. And so we're just really grateful to have that time. Many of you have written in also to say, hey, you listened last Friday night, Steve wanted to do, and felt very impressed to do a three-hour project, and we did that, and I see that the MP3s have just gone up, so if you didn't get to hear last Friday night the three-hour special that Steve Quayle and I have done, then please go to Steve's site and take a look at that, and it was very vital, and I think there was some supernatural things involved in trying to maybe even knock him off the air prior. And then we've seen some response afterwards by those who are kind of secretly monitoring the show. And I kind of called that out in the midst of the show Friday night. And sure enough, somebody emailed Steve, and Steve sent it to me. So blessings and prayers to all of you that are listening all over the world. I want to say again, thank you to those who sponsor and back Steve Quayle all these years. And for the opportunity that we have right now. Listen, this is a vital time in world history. We know that in the United States, the rest of the world knows that things are coming down the road. You can feel it in the air, and we've been talking about that for some time now. My name is Russ Dizdar. If you want to know about us and all that we have and all that we offer, ShatterTheDarkness.net. ShatterTheDarkness.net. That's www.ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And there's hundreds of free hours of MP3s and downloads and so forth. So just a lot of things there. You're going to have to take your time and go through it. But welcome again. We've always said, even on our Sunday night show, very supernatural time, very providential time. So that even right now, as you are turning on, and maybe you've been kind of just, you think it's by accident that you've turned on the radio and you're listening right now. Wherever you are in the world, I want you to know this. I have no question that it is providential, that it is utterly supernatural, that there is someone who loves you, knows you, and wants you more than anybody else, and that is God. God loves you. Listen, behind the voice is this compelling of God's presence in my life to be out there. And we've been doing the Sunday night show and broadcasts and podcasts and interviews for about 2 years now. And this opportunity to do some live show direct has been a great thing. And I hope that you know, and again, believers in Christ, I know that you pray, pray it up, saturate everything for prayer. This Monday night, we're dealing with the fourth part of a series I started last week on globalism. Again, many of you are very familiar with the concepts of globalism, New World Order. And I want you to understand that there's really kind of four things we're going to talk about globalism tonight. The emergence of, its presence that brings destabilization, the bursting in of it, the seizing process. We're going to talk about that tonight in this one-hour broadcast. And I just simply want to welcome again across the board. Now, I've noticed on our preemption broadcast, we have a weekly podcast we put up. And thousands of folks have been going there and downloading from all over the world, including those up there in Sweden and Norway and the Russians and Chinese and all around the world. And we're always wanting to say welcome, and somebody new in Spain, a place of download. Hundreds and hundreds of downloads, and so we just want to let you know that we're thinking about you. We do pray. Ask God to reach you, touch you where you're at. We're going to welcome everyone that comes on. I know not everybody that comes on knows Christ. There are those that come on, remote viewers and psychics and New Agers and Wiccans, and we know that in our background there are real Satanists and Luciferians. And again, we're just going to welcome you because we're glad that you are listening. We're glad that soldiers are listening. We're glad that those who monitor shows like this are listening. Again, because there is somebody so vast, so great, so big, the living God, Christ, who seeks each and every one of us. So I pray that you either know him now, or by the end of this show today, your life could be radically, radically, and forever changed. There is someone that cares about you. If you're brand new coming to the show, my name is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We have some new series that are up, one that's on the Antichrist. It's a big project, and the one on the Antichrist is going to be 55 to 60 hours long when it's all done. We only have about 8 or 9 of those hours up, but we're going to keep trying to put up a 1 or 2 per week, depending on what else is going on. We also have a brand new series that's kicking off on discernment, ESP or HSP, Holy Spirit perception or extrasensory perception. It's going to deal with discernment in these days. And if you're somebody that really believes that we are in the, you know, kind of final days, the days of ramping up, I've been saying again and again, the spiritual and supernatural ramping up is unprecedented. And we haven't seen anything yet. The supernatural will be bursting out into society the closer we get to the rise or the apocalypse of the, well, he's called the Anthropos Anamos in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the man of lawlessness. Daniel refers to him as the little horn. The book of Revelation, the beast. Now listen, occult writers like Alice Bailey refers to him as the coming world teacher. And that concept is ingrained and embedded in hundreds of millions who've embraced the spirits of the New Age. The spirit of Antichrist is bold and powerful out in the world today. And there is an agenda. Listen, it's not enough just to know the devil's a bad guy and the origins of his warfare in the heavenlies. We need to understand his methodology and clearly the sequence of his evolution in the world, or his agenda. We've got to understand that it's not a random thing. It's not that the devil's running around chasing his tail. There is incredible supernatural, from this fallen cherub, plan and sequence and events. None of the world would know any of the process, development, and evolution of this satanic plan, of this agenda, if not for the Spirit of God giving strategic insight. I've called it a hole, a supernatural hole, into the substructure of radical evil. And we're going to take a look at that tonight when we talk about this, well, fourth part on globalism. And by the way, as we're going through tonight, I want you to know, too, you can email me during the show or prior to the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. It's always good to know someone's out there listening, and it's always good to know that you can write in and we can get to a few of the questions. We do that on Sunday nights also, and we've seen numerous things, emails come in over this last week and a half, literally by the hundreds. Now, it is true sometimes, even after the show, I have other projects we're moving into, and I can't get to everybody right away. We try. And we want to get to everyone, so hang on with us as we try to respond back. But listen, if you do have a question, comment about the show, you can do it before the show starts, or you can do it during the show. That would be shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. So let me just say to you that we are going to have the archives of the Monday and the Wednesday and the Friday night show that I get to do. We'll have that up on our site and probably the Tuesday night. I know that people have looked, and I was sent today the direct link to the MP3s, and I'm going to try to make sure that's up. It would be on Steve Quayle's site. As soon as we can, we'll put it up on our site probably by tomorrow morning. It'll be on the ShatterTheDarkness.net site from the Friday night. So if you want to take a look at that, you can. globalism, and I've said for years, and we did a 6 or 7 part series, it's still up as archived on the Preemption broadcast site. Now, we've said again and again, there is no globalism without the spirit that's behind globalism. Ephesians 2 talks about the prince of the power of the Eros, the dense atmosphere around the earth, that global brain that people are talking about, that conscious universe that some are talking about. And so when people talk about the conscious universe, the global brain, the universe is alive, or there's some kind of field, an energy field around the earth, well, we understand that. We understand that, and it's very clear that there is. There is a vast spiritual array. You can read about it in Ephesians 6 when it talks about not only the principalities and powers and rulers, but about the forces, the cosmocrators. Now, New Agers and occultists may call that ascended masters. The Spirit of God brings out the word cosmocrator, meaning the idea of these fallen beings in the heavenlies. But we're talking about by the hundreds of millions. We're talking about that in that realm, that dense atmosphere, Satan is called the spirit who is now at work. And that Greek word, at work, is again used in Scripture as supernaturally operative. And that's what's happening in the world. And the sequence or development of the agenda that billions are filling, millions are taking a look at in conspiracy sites and books, and they're listening to the talk shows all over, and everybody's wondering about the destabilization, about the saber rattling, about war. And actually, in part four here, part four of this series tonight on globalism emphasizes the fact that globalism is fueled by caused wars. And globalism will eventually have a massive burst when the great chaos breaks out. And then there will be a time of everything being seized. Now we'll talk about that four-part development here in just a few moments. Again, welcome to all those coming on right now. Glad to be with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, my name is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. A lot of free things there for you. Hundreds of downloads. And we hope we can give you everything we can in these days. Now listen, if you'd like to email during the show and ask a question or bring a comment, that's fine. We would tell you to do that at ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. We're going to talk about sovereign revelation here in a moment too. But don't forget tonight. When we think about soldiers who've died on the field, we think about honoring their lives, we think about families. Now listen, I years ago got a phone call from a wife that she had been beaten up by her husband. He had been, we had worked with him for some time. He was a Vietnam vet. He was one of those guys, they tied a rope around his leg and sent him down into a tunnel. And when I got over to the house, he'd already thrown the telephone through the front picture window. And as I walked into the house, he knew me as a pastor. And as I walked into the house, he was sitting at the table with a butcher knife in each hand, pounding the table. The house was tore up. And I slowly talked to him and talked him down. Here was a man that went through so many things, that in the dreams that he had and so many things were still affecting him. And over the years, I've met other soldiers like this. And I've got letters from soldiers' mothers and fathers coming back from the first Gulf War and from Iraq and even now Afghanistan. And they're talking about the high rate of suicide and the pressures and so forth. And I want to suggest one thing in the midst of all of the soldiers going there and coming back, that there is a process of spiritual warfare involved. And I have suggested, and I've put up a couple of podcasts on this, and I really believe, because of the spiritual atmosphere of the Middle East, because of the spiritual atmosphere behind the creation of war. See, everybody's blaming, everybody else. And we have forgotten that the real small g god of war is Satan himself, that he instigates it, that, as a matter of fact, listen to this just for a moment, listen. Corresponding to the rise of satanic and demonic manifestation in the world, as predicted in Scripture, with that ramping up and that rise of the manifestation of satanic powers in the world, there's a corresponding relationship, a direct corresponding relationship to the destabilization, the creation of war, skirmishes, rumors of wars. There is predicted out of the book of Daniel, or in Matthew 24, Jesus speaks about the end of days. And obviously, as you read the book of Revelation, war, 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 bloodshed, bloodshed, bloodshed. I want you to know something, that when Christ returns in the millennium, and I believe in a thousand-year reign of peace that he will bring, that there is no war. There is going to be an end of war, and Revelation 19 shows as Christ descends, he makes war where? On those who have instigated and brought about the world's largest, most supernaturally charged military force in human history. Revelation 19, 19. Now that's future. It's coming. It will be the most supernaturally engaged, charged, developed military system with its planetary defense weapons. See, they don't come to fight each other at Armageddon. The gathering, and that's the end of globalism, by the way. We're dealing right now with the emergence of globalism. That's what we're dealing on this end of it. We're on this end of the stick, folks. We're in the middle of the incremental emergence. As I've said, four things. There's the emerging globalism. There will be the sense of critical destabilization. I think we're beginning to experience that. Then there will be a burst, the chaos, the anarchy that brings collapse everywhere, with the rise of the Antichrist coming in to, quote, save the day. He caused all the anarchy and chaos, but he's coming to, quote, save the day. For one thing, here's the fourth part, to seize everything. To bring about a globalism under the control of the most supernaturally empowered being outside of Christ who will ever live on the face of the earth. We're talking about the pinnacle of satanic manifestations. One thing to know that he's behind the scenes, one thing to know that the demonic is out there and operating in certain ways and sending his arrows and doing his stuff, and only those who open the doors to their life do the demons come in. But we're talking now about Babylon and becoming a home. I mean, read about it in Revelation 18. There is no advancement to the cause, the satanic cause, without the powers. Luciferians know that. Just as Christians understand there is no advancement to the cause of Christ, nobody getting saved, no churches explosively, you know, growing like in Acts chapter 4, 5, and 6, and 7, and 8, without the power of the Spirit of God. So it is true on the other side of the fence. See, both sides are supernatural. One is infinite, one is finite. One is right, real, and revealed. One is secretive, wrong. It's the spirit of error in contrast to the spirit of truth. And millions have been caught up by it in this emergence of globalism. It's not here yet, but it's surfacing. It's surfacing. We can see the shark fins. We can see, you know, the people have been talking about the great whites out there on the coast, warning people from being out there, and they see the shark fins, and underneath is the beast. And that's what we're saying when we're talking about all these things. Underneath the fins that we're talking about is the actual beast. And he's coming to devour. And listen, to the degree of his manifestation in his kingdom in the world, getting a hold of the political system, the military system, the hearts and minds, that even in the air, the atmosphere we live in, people have taken me to ritual sites and other places, and I can feel it. I can feel the darkness all around me. I can feel the where demons and power demons have been raised in ritual sites and ritual crime scene places. And I have no problem going in with the authority of the living Christ to see all of that trampled and dealt with. It's one thing that's the same in Scripture and once again shows the evidence of what occurred in the Gospels and in the Book of Acts. The thunderous finality and the authority of Christ the cross and the blood of Jesus when it comes to the demonic world. Now, I don't know who's playing with the demonic out there. And maybe some of the Satanists and Luciferians are listening and others that are playing with the, you know, spirits. Please understand that their nature is not to reveal their true selves. They are called planos, imposters. They are considered seducers and deceivers. Satan, of course, is the father of lies. So when we talk about this, and listen, for those in the military and other places that listen, I want you to understand that they're far beyond human military capacities. Maybe as powerful as the intelligence circles are and all their capacities and technologies, behind the scenes is someone far superior. And without the aid of God, the Spirit of Christ, the pressure, the voice to skull, voice to influence, voice to mind, voice to heart, the injection of ideas, the inspiration to create war from behind the scenes, the inspiration to create planetary defense weapons is coming from that dark side for a reason. See, there is, if you understand that God sovereignly has given, God knows it all. Omniscience, omnipresence. God knows and sees, and the Spirit of God has revealed the selected very key points to reveal what the dark side will do and how it will break into the world. Now, many of you can read Revelation chapter 6 and you read about the seven seals. You read about an incredible picture where the Lamb of God, and I love to say it, and I know that some on the dark side don't like it, but again and again and again, the Lamb runs circles around the ancient dragon. And again, if you're just a seeker, maybe an agnostic in some sense, at least engage and take a look and examine, if you're really honest. Because in the midst of the discussion, I have no question that God will be tapping on your heart and on your mind. He has been searching for you all the days of your life. The question is whether or not we're listening. Whether we're listening so much to the world and even to the ramping up of the dark side, the dazzling of counterfeit spirituality, the preoccupation that it brings, or whether we're really listening again to God. The demonstration of God on the cross for you is absolutely astounding. It literally declares that the value of mankind, you, is found there at the foot of the cross where someone died for you to give you life, freedom from the dark side, sin and hell, eternal, listen, indestructible immortality. And it's coming. But let me share with you that in this picture that we're getting here in Revelation chapter 6, we're getting that picture of a sovereign revelation. We would never know anything about the four horsemen. Now, you know, we've heard stories about the four horsemen. There's been movies made about the four horsemen. But again, 2,000 years ago, the living Christ, years and years and years and years later, begins to reveal on the Isle of Patmos to John, maybe in his 80s by that time, I don't know the exact age, but all of a sudden a revelation comes, the Spirit of God guides, Christ shows himself. And there's this incredible ending to the entire revelation of Scripture, which begins with Genesis, beginnings. Revelation is all about the endings. If you read it, it corresponds with Daniel. If you read it, it corresponds with Jesus in Matthew 24. If you read it, it corresponds deeply with 1 and 2 Thessalonians and clearly 1 John chapter 2. Now you got to get ready, and one of the ways is getting superior information. And that's true about intelligence communities all over the world. That's true about businesses all over the world, marketing, everything else. You want to know, you know, you want to know everything you can. And if you want to know about the future, the end of days, so many people are still into Nostradamus. They are into Edgar Cayce. They are in, listen, even the remote viewers are into predictive, you know, prophecy. Because they're claiming they can remote view the past and the future. But in all the cases where finite spirits have guided people through whatever means, when it's finite fallen spirits, the predictive of and the prophetic that flows from finite spiritual influence is about 15, 20, 30. Maybe even if it rises to be 50% correct, it means that it's 50% wrong. Maybe 75% or 85% wrong. Because it's finite. It's inspired by finite fallen presence. But when you come to the revelation of Scripture, authored by the uncreated infinite Spirit of God, you have now, from the Old Testament predictions of the coming Christ, over 300 that have all been fulfilled. Hundreds more concerning the end of days being fulfilled as we speak, and more to come. Now, what I will tell you that in the ones to come, dear friends, we're talking about the most cataclysmic, unprecedented, unequaled in all of human history. See, you and I have been in the frog in the kettle approach. You know, the dark side has been boiling cultures around the world, diverting, preoccupying, and diverting minds and hearts and lives, and instituting ideologies in the political world, all the while pushing forward an agenda. And we've seen the surfacing of the concepts of a new world order in old occult writings, old Luciferian writings. But it now has surfaced in the UN and in political leaders' speeches all over the world. And there is a clamoring for some kind of new order that will bring peace to the world and end wars, etc., etc. Well, the real peace is coming that will end all wars, all rape, all crime, and bring incredible, and that's what individuals need to know. But in before we get there, the problem is, as was in the garden, there is a fallen entity that is unleashing his nature, his methodology, his agenda. It's happening all around us. And without the sovereign insight that God gives, without a supernatural hole into that substructure of real radical evil, we wouldn't know a thing. How would you know? These same cosmocrators, these ascended masters that the Spirit of God says are demonic and that give demonic didache, dogma, writings. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Back in the 30s with Alice Bailey, there's a book she wrote under the dictating guidance of an ascended master, one of these cosmocrators. It was called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. That what's out there that we don't see, that whole realm of spiritual being, has kind of mapped out. That writing is exactly what the Spirit of God said would happen 2,000 years ago. Then on the last days, these seducing planos spirits would come and they would guide certain individuals to write what in Scripture, and literally the Greek is didache, teaching, dogma, writings, inspired writings. So when I picked up that book, and I don't want to keep renaming the book because I'm not interested in anybody reading that book because it is direct doctrines of demons that have the attachment of demonic presence that brings inspiration, or at least the attempted influence, to the readers. The Word of God is inspired by the Spirit of God. It's the only book whose author is always present. And it's the Word of God that has given us the heads up. So it's very important that we understand the sovereign revelation of Scripture that is alive, it's powerful, it's living. So if you understand in terms of military, you know, a military mindset, then you want to have information on what the enemy's doing, his arsenal, his activity, his location, what his playbook is, what his plans are, where he's going to move next. That, my friends, is what God, the Spirit of God, has done for us in the revelation of Scripture. Infallible, inerrant, supernatural, empowered Scripture. Military men and political men, please read some of the Scriptures we've talked about tonight already. Revelation 6 is one of those. Because the spiritual presence behind the scenes unveiled under the authority of the Lamb of God. Now the reason that this sovereign revelation is now going to... What's going to happen with the seven seals is that God is going to peel back future history and show what it is the dark side is going to do, the damage that's going to come. When you read the Four Horsemen, you're reading about this bolting out. We're not there quite yet. We haven't seen the apocalypse of the Antichrist. So let me mention, before I get into Revelation 6, the four levels of globalism. And it all involves war, because I believe that all along the way, the spirit behind globalism instigates war, and in the process of that, keeps pushing for and towards a global political and global military system. For every war that the dark side seems to inspire, nations then begin to get into cold wars, and they race to see who's going to build the best weapons and future weapons. And if you've looked at some of the future weapons, listen, among weapons developers all over the world, and those at Los Alamos and everywhere else, there is now this barrage of influence and ideas popping into heads and minds and hearts. We need to develop planetary defense weapons, weapons that we can point into the sky in case something from up there in space, you know, out of the skies comes down on us. We've got to have the weaponry to be able to blast it out of the sky. So there's a lot of that. And there's people from the DOD, and there's people from NASA, and there's people from... I've got one of those books right here before me, the Planetary Defense Weapons Systems. I have a number of chapters in reference to that in the upcoming book, The Black Awakening. So, when we talk about all of this behind the scenes, shadow government, shadow military, shadow presence, I'm telling you, it is the lethal presence behind the scenes. There is this incredible seduction, deception, and when there is direct contact, how in the world are you going to believe the father of lies in that entire kingdom? Oh, it can present itself as extra-dimensional higher beings wanting to grant technology. Well, we'll get into that another night. Right now we're looking at what God has done in giving sovereign revelation. He has literally taken Satan's playbook simply and opened a few of the pages and says, here's some of the things he's going to do. Here's some of the things that are going to happen. So the seven seals, this is, you know, completely sealed up information, and only the Lamb has the authority to open it. So if you read Revelation 6, as John is being guided and directed, he said, it's just something that he watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Each one of these reveals some of the cataclysmic events, some of the things that will occur in kind of a burst a bursting out into the world. And it's horrific. As I've said, we are only in the incremental or the emergence or the lesser, the evolutionary stage of the satanic events, the cataclysmic events. But when they begin to be unleashed, they will come in rapid succession, and they will bring devastations to the world. They will bring changes to all of the nations. That prince of the power of the Eros, the atmosphere around the globe, who's operating in hearts and lives all over in the development of all this, will have his highest or the pinnacle of his manifestation. Maybe a few years away. But that doesn't mean that the fin, that the operation, that the work, the secret power of lawlessness, God has already said, is already at work. In accordance with the development or coming of the Antichrist, it's called the apocalypse, or even referred to as the parousia of the Antichrist. He has a coming and arrival into human history. It will be a burst, a powerful apocalypse. But he's probably already here. Again, if I'm saying that the Antichrist is going to show up in the next 5 or 10 years, some believe another year from now, but I'm just saying within 5 or 10, let's just say even 15 years, that means he's already alive on the planet, and so is the false prophet. And what do you think the Antichrist would be doing? If he's going to come in, you know, if this great chaos is going to come, that he's going to rise with a new regime that has been prepared and ready and waiting to seize the world, what do you think he's been doing for all these years? He's not sitting around waiting. He's at work right now. He as according to Daniel, he'll be involved in politics even prior to his apocalypse as a world leader of the nations, of globalism. Well, I keep saying I'm going to give you the four things. Let me give them to you right now. Number one, globalism will emerge more and more. Now, this has been going on since really the 30s. This is the, you know, I think the whole Nazi regime and its ideology and its dream and its attempt and everything else was kind of a, kind of the tip of the iceberg of what is coming. The dream of a thousand-year rule, globalism as a whole, replacing Christendom completely with pagan or old godmen, Aryan spirituality. Destroy and annihilate Israel completely, totally. All those are things that are coming with the rise of the Antichrist. Hitler was a real powerful type, but nothing like the real one. I'm going to say it again. The Antichrist himself will be the most supernaturally powerful person in the totality of human history, with one exception, Jesus Christ. And listen, conspiracy writers, conspiracy talk show hosts, and conspiracy, you know, researchers that don't know the living Christ. What's that all about? Why would you talk about the end of days, globalism, New World Order, and not know the reason or who's really behind it? You see, even those who are on massive global talk shows that believe that an Antichrist is coming, they don't believe in Jesus yet, but they believe in an Antichrist, they haven't understood. It's not the anti-Buddha, not the anti-Muhammad, not the anti-Quetzalcoatl for all the 2012ers. It's the Antichristu. He's opposed to, but he's instead of the real Christ. Doesn't tell you anything. Doesn't that tell you anything at all? If there's a counterfeit Christ coming, let's ask the question, do you know who the real Christ was and is? And I appeal to you just to really, with all of your heart opened up to God, because God loves you. God is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. God has been searching. So for those that don't know, I invite you to a study. That would be coming from the infinite. But he's also the most relational being and he knows your name, and he wants you. Take a look at the cross. Read the Gospel of John. First part of globalism, it will emerge. There's an evolving going on. That's why you're hearing among all those leaders, you know, that have written in the past that are there right now, all the New Agers are hearing an evolution of human consciousness. I mean, it has found its way into Oprah from Eckhart Tolle and others, the concepts. It has found its way into U.S. astronauts and their discussion and topics and talking and teaching. Edgar Mitchell. An evolution of human consciousness. An evolution of humanity to a transformation to deity. It's kind of what the old Gnostics taught. It's the spiritual source teaching in old Hinduism and Buddhism. The idea of an evolution. But it comes from the doctrine of spiritual evolution originates in Genesis chapter 3. When the fallen cherub said to humanity, chuck God, throw him out. He's not telling you the truth. You can be elitist. You can know as God. If you will accept the new alternative spirituality, you can evolve and become like God. And so there's been a search. And everywhere you find this teaching, whether it's with old Albert Pike or if you find it with Alice Bailey or Helena Blavatsky or among many of the Starseed children doctrine and teaching and New Agers and even ufologists, everywhere you find the concept of an evolution of humanity, a coming spiritual global wave that will bring a push to humanity and evolve humanity into a new spiritual consciousness, a change. Well, that all comes from the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are without Christ, without God, without the spirit of God, those who stand in opposition. See, God has a mission. God has a plan. God is not even going to... The living Christ will not return visibly until the gospel, the good news is heard. What's the good news? God loves you. God has come for you. Christ has died for you. He's conquered death. He's conquered sin. He's conquered the grave. He's conquered Satan. He's conquered it all. And he's opened the door for you, for anyone around the world. Doesn't make any difference. Russian, Chinese, Swahili. Don't make any difference anywhere in the world. The message is the same, and everywhere it is proclaimed, there is power. God's power in that gospel. It's good news. God loves you. Come to Christ. You can find him and know him right now. That's the promise of God. And by reading the Gospel of John, the Bible says that it's the word of faith. It'll enable you. If you've got questions, go to the living words of God. And the author of that book will be there present to help you if you're honest and open to listening. That includes the Satanists and others. Number one, globalism will emerge. We've been in the emergence of that, I believe, since the 30s. I believe in the 40s and the 50s specifically. The second greatest proliferation of occult literature occurred in history, according to James Webb, the occult historian, in the 60s in the United States. And so this barrage, this smorgasbord of spiritual, this platform of spiritual eclectic experiences and places and you can go and things you can feel and voices you can hear and things you can tune into or let them tune into you have been occurring as never before in history. And it's been going on for about 30, 40 years now, hasn't it? So the idea of emergence is just about over. We are at the tail end of that little frog in the kettle kind of, you know, the dark side cooking the world and preparing it. I mean, the world's about cooked. But at the tail end of the emerging globalism will be great destabilization. I believe this is true when you read Matthew 24. A destabilization, a sense of things crumbling, a sense of things falling apart economically, politically, and the concept of war. As I've said, the more satanic presence manifesting the world, a direct correlation to the development of war. There's a reason for that. Because bloodshed and hatred and fighting and violence helps open doors more and more and more to the dark side. Satan can get man to fight himself and destroy himself. It's almost like the battlefield can almost be like a ritual in which the demons revel. The other side of that picture, though, is that then nations begin to say, we got to develop more weapons, we got to be superior, we got to have the best military, we got to have the best everything, we got to have a First Earth Battalion back in the 70s, we got to have Psi Warriors, we got to have planetary defense weapons, do we? Billions of dollars to the point of trillions. And there's a need in a fallen world to have law enforcement and protective, you know, military. There's another side to this, but you've got to understand that the target, in the end of days, the targets of satanic agenda and their manifestation, their force, will be among the politicians and among military men and women. Because of the future things that are going to have to happen. With the emergence of globalism comes, secondly, the sense of destabilization again and again and again and again, economically, politically, battles breaking out, threats coming, threats for war, threats for annihilation, all kinds of things, in the sense that in the air, 9/11, the fear, the crumbling, the destabilization, more things will break loose, more things will break loose, more things will break down. People are saying in the United States of America, because of the culture clash that is going right now, there might be a revolution. I hope not. We should pray for a spiritual revolution, a spiritual awakening like in the days of Jonathan Edwards and Whitley and the Wesleys and George Whitefield. When God comes in great power after great prayer has been put up, he strikes nations, let alone cities and regions, by the hundreds of millions. That's what I'm praying for, believing God for, and going to live for. Jesus isn't going to return until we've taken the gospel to every single human being and every single tribe and every single language everywhere. And so we've got a great mission for those who are believers in Christ. And God has given sovereign revelation to us about this emerging globalism. Number two, the destabilization that will come with it. But let me give you number three. The destabilization will eventually give way to a burst. Not just destabilization here, there, kind of like fires being put out all over the place. But all of a sudden, it's like all hell will be unleashed. In the United States, Canada, Australia, Russia, all across Europe, England, everything's going to break down. Border wars, skirmishes, planes in the air, missiles will be shot. And if I've said again and again and again, the Black Awakening, as they have called it, a super soldier, a chosen one, highly trained, one, then another, then another, then another, then another. And in 25 years of listening and dealing and engaging this, I'm telling you that there are, behind the scenes, troops that have been developed. People know about the Monarch of Majestic Minds. Black uniforms, black berets. Programmed soldiers. Enhanced soldiers. Luciferian soldiers. Listen, the First Earth Battalion stuff in the 70s and Colonel Shannon was the New Age version of what was to come. Please understand, in military circles, the super secrecy, especially in the intelligence circles, but you got to understand that the powers of darkness that give the enhancements and drive their cause, it's called, God has revealed it in Scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2, the secret power of lawlessness is operating. So again, beneath the surface, we may be talking about the fins, but it's connected to the rest, and God has given bigger pictures. He's given us the ability to pull back the carpet and look underneath the rug and see what the dark side is scurrying around to do. So we've got part of the plan. Now let me give you the third point. Globalism will not just emerge, not just bring destabilization and eventually kind of vote itself in, but it will only come with a burst, an anarchy, chaos before the New World Order. The principles have been spoken. Those guided by fallen spirits. For listen, for for years upon years have all said the same thing. Chaos before the New World Order. Anarchy before the New World Order. That's what all the undergrounders tell me, what's being planned. We're here, we're the troops of Antichrist, we're going to bring such hell on earth, we're going to collapse society, collapse the electrical grids, collapse the food chain, we're going to collapse the communications, we're going to collapse things, we're going to bring the United States. I'm just telling what they told me and what I think the real plan is. And it'll all break loose. It'll all be a burst. It'll be like 9/11. Nobody's going to totally expect it. We'll feel the tremors. We'll feel the destabilization. But all of a sudden, like a bat out of hell. You know that phrase? You know that phrase? In the book of Revelation, under the sovereign revelation of the Lamb of God opening the seals, in verse 3, the Lamb opened, Christ opens the second seal. And there's a living creature that says, come. This is a word that means, just an authoritative word to come forth. There's going to be something shown. In verse 4 of Revelation 6, it talks about another horse, a Pyros, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power, the idea of authority, to take peace from the earth. There's two sides of it. To take the peace from the earth, and then to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. I'm telling you right now, please, military men and women, politicians and others, I'm talking to believers in Christ also who are spiritual warriors that need to understand something. I'm talking to the New Agers and others that are into 2012 prophecies and all that kind of stuff. And the problem is you're being used as part of the fodder in this development. The rider, you got to understand, as the second horse comes, it's a burst. It lends credence to the idea of the chaos, the anarchy. All of a sudden, not from just a nation or two nations, but this presence is given the power to take peace from the earth. It's global. The chaos before the New World Order is a global occurrence. To take peace from the earth means worldwide. A burst worldwide. To make men, the whole reason behind this is to make mankind. And see the word slayer, to kill, murder, comes from a Greek word that literally means to butcher. It has the idea of a civil, not just war, like Russia going to war with America or America going to war with China. It's not referring to just military skirmishes and battles and things that will be going on, like Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, in the end of days. These tremors of wars and rumors of wars, these are only the beginnings of the birth pangs. At some point, because I think the emergence of globalism has bled into the ideologies politically around the world. Even the President of the United States is packed with that ideology. All of Europe, others. The destabilization will occur. Don't be surprised at tragic and powerful and incredible and national and regional things occurring. But eventually, a global occurrence, when all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and mankind, there's a slaying in the streets, there's a slaying, there's a butchering. The Greek word means butchering. And I believe a great chaos will involve, that part of it will just happen, part of it is planned, part of it the soldiers are waiting. Chosen one. Satanically prepped, prepared, created, programmed, and waiting to be triggered. Some estimate a few million that are intact and waiting for activation. We talk more about this. We have only 1 hour here on Monday nights to get into it. But I've said that the first is the emergence. We've been through that. The second is the destabilization. I think we're going through that. What's next on the horizon is the burst. after the chaos, after the burst, after the dust settles and the blood begins to dry and the bodies are being buried and people are coming out of the shambles, a voice of an ancient hate is going to rise, my friend. He's been around for years operating behind the scenes. But a world leader will come to power, an apocalypse, an event, with a new regime. And the fourth point here is that globalism, with that new leader, will seek to seize all the nations, the electrical grids, communication grids, impose the laws, and present itself as a saving of the earth and humanity. And the reasons will be given why everyone should join this global cause. Do you get the picture? If you're brand new tonight, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And while the hour goes so fast, and even though this will be archived later and some might, even 4 months from now, download and listen, or maybe friends out there that will make CDs or send MP3s or whatever else, by the same sovereign hand of God that brings revelation to what really is behind the scenes going on, He may have been speaking to you in this entire hour. Jesus Christ is unlike anything, anyone you have ever seen or known, if you don't know Him. We're talking about, in the Old Testament, 700 years before He comes, the proclamation of Emmanuel, God in human flesh. Sinless, walked on water, healed the sick. Look how He lived. Look how He loved people. Look what He did. I don't care about religious hypocrisy. I mean, I care in the sense that I can't stand it either, but Jesus couldn't either. If he did anything, He spoke against religious hypocrisy. But one thing about Jesus is true. He was never a hypocrite. And it wasn't about religion, because in John's Gospel, chapter 7, the greatest invitation out of the heavens that I know of was given. I mean, back in 2,700 years ago in the book of Isaiah, God says, "Come to Me, all you ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am God and there is no other." But in John's Gospel, chapter 7, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, anyone that believes in Me, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being," eternal life, my friends, come to Christ. Write to us, shatterxmailsbcglobal.net. Good night, my friends. Shatterthedarkness.net.